If I can have your attention now in the media center, we'll continue on with today's post-race media availability for the Alabama 500. We are joined by the winning crew chief, Paul Wolf of the number two Miller Lite Ford for Team Penske and Team Penske president Bud Denker. Paul, I'm going to start with you. Ford, no surprise, having a lot of power here at Super Speedways. Ford has now swept the Super Speedways in 2017, and Team Penske once again coming in the victory lane here at Talladega. What was the key that got you there today?
Well, to your point there, Ford sweeping the Speedway races, you know, hats off to Doug and all the guys at Roush Yates. They continue to work hard and bring us great power. And these Fords are, you know, aerodynamically are great on these Speedway races. And, you know, individually, you know, all the different teams are able to get a lot of speed out of these things. So, you know, hats off to our guys back at Team Penske for continuing to push on the Speedway program and getting more because, you know, as we've been so good, you need to continue to find more as you move forward. And qualifying, I think, showed that we've been able to keep up with the progress that other teams have made with, you know, with having our cars up towards the front and qualifying. The 22 obviously was very strong qualifying, and we were sixth. So just a lot of, you know, effort on these Speedway programs, and we're trying to capitalize when we can.
But with the unpredictability that goes into Super Speedway racing, particularly here at Talladega, how nervous were you in those final laps watching the Blue Deuce trying to bring it home?
Well, I watched the races from the top of the grandstands, so I was up there in the very top, and which took me so long to get down here, but that was really something. It was so impressive also what Joey did to come from the adversity he faced today and to come back and make it all the way to Brad to help push him into the across the finish line. And Ryan Blaney did a great job today, too. Those stage points, you see now how important they are. They really are after his mishap, and then I think he had 18, and then Brad had, you know, almost ran the table today. So, but Joey did a great job today, and you know, every car was fast out of our shop today. And but Paul and the team, despite the adversity they faced, they had an antenna get chopped off, right, from debris. That's a first for us, right, Paul?
Yeah.
So they overcame that with no communication for many, many, many laps, and then came in and made the call, and the call obviously worked, and now we're advancing to the next stage of the round with Brad and the team, and we can kind of go into Kansas, can't we, Paul, and kind of learn from it. So well done.
We're going to open the floor up for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start with Jenna, then go to Jordan.
Jenna Fryer. Paul, I apologize. I have two questions. The first one, with the broken antenna, how did you communicate with Brad, and how did you get him into pit?
Well, it was tough, obviously. He was coming in and out, and obviously when he would come down the front stretch close to the pit box, you know, he could hear a little bit of what we were saying, and I could hear him a little, but it was breaking up really bad. But, you know, it was kind of the first couple opportunities we had to come down pit road, I kind of left it up to him because I couldn't tell how much he could hear or not. You know, we didn't really need to hear what he had to say, but it was important for him to be able to hear the spotter. So those first few cautions, I was kind of leaving it up to him, and as it went on, I could tell by a couple of the runs there where we were losing all this track position, I really felt like it had to be because he wasn't sure. He was trying to clear himself, you know, through his mirrors, and it's almost impossible to do that at a place like this. So it got to the point where I was like, to win this race, we're going to need the spotter. Like, it's that important, and you hate to give up the track position, but I really felt like to win the race, that's what it was going to take. Obviously, you put yourself, you know, in jeopardy when you lose that track position, getting caught up in the big one. And, you know, we were fortunate today to miss that and get through it. But ultimately, I knew we were going to need the spotter to win this race.
My second question, I know that every team comes to the racetrack intending to win. Brad got his first career cup victory at Talladega in 2014. He was in a must-win situation, and he got the win here. Do you ever feel like in these situations with Brad that you don't need to worry, that he'll figure this out?
Well, as I looked at the playoffs, as we, you know, try to understand, you know, what we need to do in each round and look at our strengths and weaknesses, and, you know, it's no surprise we know we're off a little bit to the Toyotas on the mile and a half, the downforce stuff, but I looked at Talladega in this round as an opportunity. Obviously, there's a chance you get caught up in it. And but I told Brad, I've told the guys all along that this was going to be our path to make it to Homestead, and that was going to be winning Talladega. And I told Brad that again after the race at Charlotte last week on pit road when we didn't have the results we wanted. We ran very poorly for what's expected out of us at Charlotte. And I told him, you know, we got to go to Talladega and win. And, you know, to your point, when he gets in these situations, you're going to get the most out of him that he's got. Like I said, you got to have a little bit of help, a little lucky breaks, whatever you want to call them along the way. But I knew if we had that, our cars have been fast enough, and he's talented enough at these tracks that I knew we could get it done today.
Next to Jordan, then to Bob, then to Mike, then to Caleb.
Jordan Bianchi, SB Nation, Paul Dominator, right. Looking, following up on Jenna's conversation, Brad said he didn't want to pit, and he felt he was fine. How did you convince him otherwise that he needed to pit and you need to address the situation?
Well, I mean, obviously he had the track position, and it's a very tough decision to give that up. But, gosh, there's so many moves that happen that I felt like he doesn't know about or can't tell through his mirrors, and I know how important that spotter is to help with that. So, like I said, I saw a couple moves, and honestly, I haven't – obviously had the opportunity to discuss this with Brad, but we were up front, and then I saw us going backwards really fast, and I thought something was wrong with the car at first. But as it happened a few times, I started to believe that it had to have been just because he wasn't 100% confident in a move, and because he couldn't tell just by the mirrors. So I knew we weren't in a good position without the spotter, and ultimately, like I said, I knew our car was fast. All the Fords were fast today, so I felt like it was worth the risk to give up the track position and come down and fix it right.
Next to Bob, then to Mike, then to Caleb.
Bob Hocker, ESPN. I have two. The first is, how in the world do you tell somebody that Talladega is a must-win situation? I mean, that's doesn't seem like that's a very good odds.
No, and like I said, you do have to have a little luck, but we haven't been lucky four times, or I guess we've won here four times. Brad's won here once with Finch. So you don't just get lucky four times. I mean, you that's having fast race cars. Like I said, a guy that's very talented at these style racetracks. So I had confidence. Obviously, I knew there was an opportunity we could come here and get caught up in the big one, as we saw our teammates had issues. You know, the 21 was very strong, and he had issues. But ultimately, you got to have confidence and know what your strengths are. And I knew this was our strength right now. And so you got to believe you can do it and hope for the best.
And so do you tell him when he gets up here that Martinsville is a must-win situation?
Absolutely. I think I've told my team that. You know, we've looked at it. You got to be realistic about where you're at right now, where our cars are at speed-wise, what our strengths and weaknesses are. And you got to do your best to capitalize when you can. And absolutely, I look at Martinsville as we need to go there and win, and if we can do that, we'll race for a championship.
Go next to Mike.
Mike Embry, USA Today. Paul, when did you lose the antenna, and could you have won this race without Joey's help there at the end?
And it's like I said, I obviously it's hard to say if we could have won it or not. I think we broke it there, kind of lose track now. Everything happened so fast, but somewhere there. After right before it was after the second stage, I believe, before we were pitting there for the last time, and I don't know. It's really hard to say if we could have won without it, but I knew we could win with it, so I felt like that was the decision we needed to make there to give ourselves the best chance.
Go next to Caleb.
Caleb Whistler, KickingTheTires.net. Paul, how important – we know that Roush's engines are very strong here at Super Speedways. How do you feel going forward to the Martinsville, Texas tracks like that with Roush's horsepower?
I feel good about it. You know, those guys have been working hard. They're very open to feedback from the teams, and, you know, whether it's from our team or Roush or Stuart Haas, you know, it's good to have – Stuart Haas in the mix now. They've got some input and some ideas, and I think as Ford as a whole, we all try to work together and work in the all pulling in the same direction, and the engine shop's no different on that. And you know, speedways have always been a strength and something Doug really focuses on, but he's they've been bringing us really good stuff to the other racetracks. Just seems like the short tracks are, you know, obviously a little less aero dependent, and we've been able to be a little more competitive at those. So that's where, you know, I look at Martinsville as the next opportunity.
Any additional questions? Gentlemen, congratulations on the triumph, and good luck in the next round.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.